Isabel Rivera is returning home to Venezuela after visiting her daughter in Deerfield Beach. She has already shipped 3 large boxes by boat. Now she's stuffing 4 suitcases with products for her middle-class household back in Caracas. But she's not bringing back a lot of gifts and souvenirs. Instead, her checklist includes tampons, rice,
arroz,
coffee,
café,
soap,
jabón de olor, shampooing,
toilet paper,
papel toilet.
These are goods that South Florida families have been taking to communist Cuba for years. But now Venezuela, despite its vast oil wealth, is facing its own chronic shortages. The country's central bank says 21 basic consumer items are in short supply, even toilet paper. South Florida's fast-growing Venezuelan population is sending those goods in bulk back to their relatives. Indra Reyes is Isabel's daughter.
It's everything. For example, in this week, you can't find the cheese. Each week for the Venezuelan people, it's a problem to find the essential products to live.
Most Venezuelan expats blame the shortages on the radical socialist policies of the late President Hugo Chavez, who died in March after a 14-year rule. Chavez did reduce poverty in Venezuela, but his strict price and currency controls and nationalization of private industry reduced Venezuelan business incentive to produce even the simplest goods. Venezuela native Luigi Boria is the mayor of Doral, a town west of Miami that is a large Venezuelan enclave.
If you go to any given, supermarket, you don't find anything. But then you go to the street, you see all these people that they're not regulated by the government selling 3, 4, 5 times the price that is regulated by the government.
Boria and local groups like the Venezuelan Business Club in Doral are looking for ways to help the Venezuelan diaspora ship more goods back home. They're even hooking up with mobile phone apps that alert people in Venezuela when supply trucks arrive at supermarkets there. But Boria says the situation is painful for people here as well as in Venezuela.
People are wondering what's going on, and they're sad because they don't see any way to the solution of this problem. People are frustrated. They don't know what to do, and they have a lot of family there.
Chavez's hand-picked successor, President Nicolas Maduro, accuses what he calls bourgeois corporations of creating the shortages to drive up prices. He's speaking here to supporters in Caracas last month.
It's time they worked for the country's interests. Their duty is to produce for the country.
Maduro's government says the revolution is now importing 50 million rolls of toilet paper. But that won't solve the long-term shortages problem for Venezuelans like Isabel Rivera.
Pensar que no tenemos papel toalé.
It's hard to accept that in a rich country like Venezuela, in the 21st century, we don't have these basic things.
Rivera's remark is partly a dig at what Chavez called Venezuela's 21st century socialism. Back in Venezuela, meanwhile, police are making raids on contraband warehouses. One of their most recent busts, 2,500 rolls of toilet paper. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Tim Padgett.